disturbing eyes.
What has happened, Narayan?
She seemed to see right through him.
Events have surpassed my understanding. This small smelly one called me to the world to show me the heads of my brothers displayed on spears, a gift from your birth mother.
He picked at himself, reluctant to go on. I thought maybe the worst torture we could visit on him when we caught him would be a bath.
I cannot fathom what purpose moved the goddess when she allowed all those faithful sons to fall into the woman's hands. Almost none of our people remain alive.
The child snapped her fingers. Singh shut up instantly.
She killed them. The woman who gave this flesh life?
Apparently. I made a bad mistake in not making sure of her when I brought you away to your true mother.
Not once did the child ever call Lady her mother. She never mentioned her father at all.
I am sure my mother had an overpowering reason for allowing that to happen, Narayan. Have the slaves clear out. I will consult her.
Several Shadowlander women attended the child most of the time. She treated them like furniture. They were not, in fact, slaves. Singh shooed the women while keeping one eye on the girl. She really did seem disconcerted by his complaints. Singh shut the door behind the last servant. The woman had made no effort to conceal her relief at being away from the little monster. The people of Overlook didn't like the Daughter of Night. Narayan settled into a squat. The child was in a trance already. Whatever other place she went off to, she didn't stay long. She grew pale while she was there, though, and when she returned, she was more troubled than when she'd gone. The odor of death filled the ghost world while she was away. I gutted it out. Kina didn't come. The girl told Singh,
I don't understand this, Narayan. She says none of it was her doing. She neither caused their deaths nor allowed them to happen.
The child sounded like she was quoting, though when she did speak, she always sounded older than her years.
She was unaware that it had happened.
Now they both faced a crisis of faith.
What?
Narayan was startled, frightened. Fear was a constant of life these days.
I asked her, Narayan, and she didn't know. The deaths were news to her.
How could that be?
You could see the fear shove its cold claws deeper into the deceiver's guts. Now the enemies of the deceivers could murder them wholesale without their goddess even knowing? Then what protection did the children of Kina possess?
What fell powers do these killers from the North command?
The child asked.
Ah, Widowmaker and Lifetaker, more than created images. Can they be true demigods walking the earth in the guise of mortals, powerful enough to spin cobwebs of illusion before my mother's eyes?
You could see the doubts gnawing at both of them. If those red and yellow rummel men out there could be taken so easily and killed without alerting their protectress, what could save a living saint or even a deceiver messiah?
If that is the case, Singh said, we had better hope this place is as impregnable as that madman Long Shadow wants us to believe. We had better hope that he can exterminate all the Taglians already in sight. I do not